I've not told many people about a fever dream I had when I was a young girl. It's a dream I'm reminded of every President's Day. It was Christmas. Snow was falling, and inside our warm house helping to decorate our Christmas tree was none other than Abraham Lincoln, as in our 16th president. Did I mention that he was decorating the tree with fried clam strips? Yep, that was my dream, a Christmas tree, fried clam strips, and Abe Lincoln. Now, I've always believed that I'm just about the only human being alive who's ever had a dream about Abe Lincoln, a dream that seemed so real that his visage sends a bit of a chill up my spine to this very day. And quite honestly, I have some psychological difficulty visiting a certain museum in Springfield. So imagine my surprise when television commercials began to appear featuring good old Abe telling restless sleepers that they can have their dreams back, including apparently those dreams we may have about Abraham Lincoln himself. Can the sleeping aid company believe that I'm one of many dreamers who seriously relates to this ad? I'd say it's more likely that those who created the ad wanted to use some interesting, unusual person who would generate attention and buzz. And by writing this, I've certainly taken the bait. Companies usually want someone memorable, and they usually want someone cheap. In law, that means that they might be interested in somebody dead, and somebody who's been dead for a long time. That's not a flippant, disrespectful comment. Here's what the Restatement of Torts has to say about the use of political figures in ads. If X is president of the United States and B forms and operates a corporation under the name of X Insurance Company, then B will be liable to X. But note that the language is in the present tense, as in a current president. It would normally be the misappropriation of the president's identity, the same sort of legal concept that prevents a company from using a movie star as an endorser without the movie star's permission. When one dies, it's a whole different story. The right to any misappropriation action generally dies with us, unless we've struggled to protect it through our life, as movie stars often do, which is why you don't see dead movie stars in ads all that often. But you do see Abe sometimes. As one commentator wrote in the trademarks area, explaining that such use is allowed under certain circumstances, no reasonable buyer would believe that Abraham Lincoln was selling Lincoln Insurance. It's funny that an old editorial quoted in a recent Law Review article worried about such things, warning that the sad, sublime face of Abraham Lincoln would someday be posted up everywhere to advertise Bloater's Bitters or Smart Cuss's Corn Cure. Compare that with the rhetorical question posed by a judge in a case from 1979. May the descendants of Abraham Lincoln obtain damages for the commercial exploitation of his name and likeness by the Lincoln Division of the Ford Motor Company? There are many restrictions on names and faces and identities in ads today, but it seems old Abe's missed out. The Chicago Tribune pointed out that Abe's known for his honesty and his possible insomnia, which may explain why he's featured in the sleep medicine ad. Though if any new ads incorporate fried clam strips, you'll know that there's something really freaky going on. I'm Amy Guida.